All righty. Catch everybody later. And I'll be in here for about another 15. I'm sure Wall, you've got an hour to go or another 45 anyhow. Probably an hour. But I got about 15 to go. Yeah, visibility's kind of stinky. And I don't trust the grip. I've been, although we're cruising along pretty good. I'm doing like 60 here. 7-3. Joe and Rick. Wally?
It says hour 11. I stopped it from voting because I'm on the levering repeater, wherever that is, but I got lots of bars. So I told it not to vote, but if I start dropping bars, I'll tell it to revote and see where it picks up. So, yeah, Sean, I can show all that stuff to you. It's not rocket science. I mean, just like with the problem you were having with your DMR, it's just a matter of getting the settings kind of close. And, you know, and if you did it every day, or if you're an engineer, you know exactly what the numbers are. But, hey, part of our job with amateur radio is to reverse engineer stuff. Like, how do they do that? So that's what kind of what I did there. So, yeah, hey, Joe, if you're still listening, the other thing you can do, you know, just because your battery says Everlast or something of that nature, look up the model numbers, and you could be able to tell who made that battery because there's no such thing as an Everlast battery company. Somebody else made that. And, you know, and then it could have been made by China. You don't know. So that has everything to do with it. So.